traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So we go into a room with him to maybe like smoke or whatever, and he just pulled his thing out. What are you doing? It was like, we're like, whoa.
Wait, he just.
Oh man, we got a lot. We got a lot of things, man.
You guys look like ketchup and mustard.
Oh shit.
Did you realize that?
Is it in a good way?
I mean,
those are some dope condiments.
They're really
can
good
you
condiments.
Wear this so we could say that the transformation's almost complete.
No. My leg isn't as purple anymore. I would show it, but my hamstring kind of hurts.
Is it? Did the doctor get it right that it turns brown?
Yeah, and green and blue and yellow. Ooh. All these different colors. Yeah, bruises do that. By the way, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. Hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed. We freaking love you. Mm-hmm. Does it bother you? These are two different shades of yellow, right? I kind of glance at myself in the mirror, and I think, even though I'm colorblind, I think I could tell.
I think it's artistic, personally.
Fire. Hey, we got to settle some.
Well, hold on. First, I want to talk about that hat you're wearing, because I've gotten so much like feedback and questions from people.
Yeah,
because,
me too.
I told him about this. I said, when you rock the PLL hat, he's like, what's PLL?
I have no idea what it means.
I'm like, bro, you better school yourself, because they're going to be lax bros coming
bros
up
out
to you.
Bro,
yo, people been hitting me up in my DMs. They're like, yo, is Logan PLL?
Yeah.
Is Logan down with the lax
bro?
I'm like, bro.
It's that niche audience, bro. They showed up at our house with their goalie sticks.
Yo, Lax Bros, they got swag. They got steez.
Yeah, they got steez.
They're all Morgan Stanley people.
So listen, bro. Let's talk about it. We saved the conversation for the podcast. Let's talk about it. Your assistant is giving me fucking sass, bro. Your brand new assistant is bringing negative energy to the house.
Is she in here right now?
She's in that room, bro.
She's inside.
I went by and I made a joke. And bro, instead of just she looked at me like this. She goes... If I was in like a workplace, like, all right, like I made an unfunny joke,
but put a slide.
In my fucking house. And you know why it's worse, bro? Because I know that she doesn't like me in general. We had an issue. I don't know if I could say it, but we had a relationship.
Oh,
so hold on a sec. What did you
see? Mad at
no
me,
one's
bro.
Safe.
let's back it up one notch. So really quickly for some context, she is the girl once again from the Jake Paul wedding that I had the little flirtation with during the podcast. I got interrupted by my fucking producer. I threw the shot glass at her, and then me and her had like this thing. And then I talked to her and I took her out. And then I was like, you know what? She would make a pretty good lover. Average 5-6 out of 10. You know what she'd make even better? An assistant. 7 or 8 on the assistant scale. So I was like, you know what? Why don't you be my assistant? She was like, okay. And so I hired her. And then I forgot that Logan had, of course, a love affair with her. And they had like a really awkward makeout session one night. It didn't go all the way to like town, right? But they were like on the
road.
They were
on the outskirts.
They were on Old Town Road. They didn't quite make it into the city. Okay, but... That said, I guess there's some animosity. And so I brought her into the
Not
house.
Not on my part. I don't care, bro. She's salty because I'll just say, bro, I ghosted her. Like after that night, I was like.
You didn't lay the wood.
Ding. No. It wasn't that. It was just like, it was a clear, how do I say? I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
All right. But like, you know, sometimes you lose interest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just like. I kind of ghosted her a little bit, and then she didn't like that. Then I ran into her at the wedding, and she was sour there, and now she's being sour to me in my own house because of you.
Well, so one thing I want to ask was, what was it? What was the joke that you made to her that got her to be sour?
I don't know. It wasn't funny.
Well, maybe that's why. People don't always react well to shit jokes, dude.
No, but
and
like,
so I went up to her.
It's an energy thing, bro.
So I went up to her and I said, "Yo, Olivia, what's good? It's your second day on the job and you made my boss mad. Do you know how that reflects upon me as an employee? Okay, I'm going to get my 401k cut and shit, dude. I'm not going to be able to vacation. My PTO is going to get slashed.
You're going to lose your portion of the property.
Of the property, bro. My non-licensing agreement." Yeah. And so I went up to her and I was like, what's good? And she was like, it wasn't sass. It was socially awkward. And I was like, oh. Well, see, I don't know.
She's also having a bad day. I could tell.
Really?
Yeah, she told me she had a conversation with her ex this morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Hate to hear it.
Yeah.
She put up a couple Instagram stories. I was looking at them. She looked so like, I can't even, because this is first for me. Like, I can't compliment her. I can't, like, rub her shoulder for any reason. Because I'm very, as you guys know, I'm very, like, friendly.
Yep. And you gotta be hands off with the assistants.
Yeah, with her,
bro.
I just stand there and I'm like,
Danny tried to give me a high five once. No fucking way.
Hell no.
Yep. All right, guys, we're gonna bring on our guest. But before we do that, I wanna say something. She is a brand ambassador for Fashion Nova. And I think you guys both know, like, we love Fashion Nova. You and I hang out with Rich, CEO of Fashion Nova. I was just in Ibiza with him for a couple of days. Yo, Fashion Nova is by far one of the hottest, newest brands on the market. If I see a girl wearing Fashion Nova, immediately, like, you're up two points.
Stock up.
Stock up. Your stock goes up.
For sure.
Fashion Nova fit. You can see it from a mile away. I was just informed they got these, like, butt lift underwears, bro.
What?
Like,
not I need those. I've been looking for some.
Yo, I didn't know about this. Do they have it in men's? Rich, something to consider. But anyway, we love Fashion Nova. And
they have stores. And my favorite Fashion Nova influencer model is at Adam 22. He stands in front of buildings like this.
Wow. They got a lot
of Fashion Nova men.
Fashion Nova's taking over. We love Fashion Nova. You should love Fashion Nova. All right. Let's bring out our guest. She is a rapper, a singer, an actor, and a TV personality. She stars in the MTV show Ridiculousness with Rob Dyrdek, and her hair might be a different color every time you see her. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chanel West Coast.
What's up, guys?
Welcome. See you, Chanel.
Nice to see you.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Do you remember the last time I saw you?
I don't.
I didn't think you would. I have a funny story. I want to open right away with some heat.
Okay.
Do you remember at all?
Was it at Coachella?
Yeah.
Okay, now I kind of remember.
Okay.
It was actually a weird night. I don't want to blast
you don't
people.
You don't say.
Do you know why it was a weird night for me and my friends?
Tell me why.
I don't know. I don't want to blast people.
No, it's fine.
Let's just say I have a friend there who's a good friend, a good guy friend. We've never flirted with each other, anything. So I don't know where the urge.
That was the night he tried to cross the.
So we go into a room with him to maybe like smoke or whatever. And he just pulled his thing out. What are you doing? It was like, whoa.
Wait, he just pulled it out. Skipped all the
pleasantries. The pleasantries. Can we unzip this and talk about it a little bit?
Fun.
Thank you. This is a tricky situation. Okay. Yeah. Because let's talk about wine scene this really quick. Listen to me. When you whip it out, dude, like without like proper authorization, like it has been ran through the people at Visa. No one said this is okay. You're just going for it. Yeah. You better be damn sure, dude.
That's a girlfriend thing. Like I don't think
it's risky without a girlfriend, but I think there are signs.
Bro, the whip out? Who's actually doing that? Louis C.K. is doing that and he's getting Me Too. So have you Me Too'd him yet?
No, I haven't. He's my friend. I think it was, you know, they say, what is it? You miss how many of the shots you don't take, or what is it?
Yeah. You miss 100% of the shots.
100% of the shots you don't take. I think he just felt like, I didn't take my shot right now.
Yo, but there's a difference between a layup and a full court shot. And this dude was like outside the stadium.
And I don't know if that applies to dicks either, that whole saying. I think there's like a few exceptions. Like there's like a few exceptions
that
are just done.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. So wait.
I remember it. So about that night, I think maybe that's why I forgot that we met, because really took all of my attention.
Trauma.
I wonder if I saw Chanel before or after that happened.
I think I met you right before that happened.
Okay. So you're still in good spirits.
Yeah.
But also you were highly intoxicated, as was I. Like,
I was literally, I think, scavenging through the kitchen trying to find another bottle of
alcohol.
Yes,
you were doing that. I was looking for Doritos or Pringles.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
How did you shut down the guy? Did you tell him like, hey, zip your pants up?
Like, I think it was probably so mean. And if he watches this, he knows it's him. I just started laughing and I was like, what are you doing? Like, cause it's like, he's my homie. I was like, this is so out of pocket right now. Like, but I had my homegirl with me who he's never met before. So maybe he was just like, this is my chance with this girl.
And he might've really liked her. A threesome?
I don't know.
Trey White.
Wow.
Trey White.
Was it hard? to shut him down?
No, oh, hold on a second.
Oh, I'm telling you, I literally like started laughing and I think I just walked out of the room. I was like, yo, you're tripping. And
did you feel kind of like a dick for doing that?
I love my team, bro. Y'all are great with the puns.
Yeah, that is a stiff situation.
I mean, the thing is, he was probably just cocked and he was like, you know, I'm just
I'm dead. I'm dead.
Okay, but here's why I bring up this night, all right? I remember. I was like, hey, Chanel, like I have a podcast. You should come on. And you're like, yeah, great, whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me get your number. Let's connect. And you gave me your number, or so I thought.
What number did you get?
Sorry.
Well, we shouldn't say it out loud because then maybe somebody might guess it.
Yeah, but. No, I won't say it. But let's just say it. I learned it wasn't your number. I have the conversation here. Pulled up here.
Wait, what? I took a selfie.
I took a selfie. Chanel West Coast. And by the way, horrible selfies. I just said Logan P. And like what I thought was you said, who's this? I said Logan Paul. And this person hearted it. And I'm like, okay, what's good? Like we just met. Like I don't understand.
He's thinking I'm trying to flirt now.
No, I swear, like you hearted it. Okay, no problem. Where'd you get my number? Monkey covering eyes emoji. Like, all right, clearly this girl's flirting a little bit. Like dudes don't send those.
What do we got next?
Where'd you get my number? All right. So then you gave it to me, dummy. When and where? Another emoji, like she's nervous, like, oh, I forgot. I'm like, this girl's wilding out right now. I said, last night at Rich's. And then, LOL, whose number did you think you had? A Valley girl?
I am a Valley girl from the Valley. This is getting so weird.
Yeah, so this person said, wait, can you FaceTime? This is pretty funny. So I ended up FaceTiming this person. This guy named Joel.
Shut the fuck up.
This guy named Joel. His name's Joel. He goes to Duke University.
Oh my God.
He
played lacrosse for Duke. Is that what you just said?
I don't know, bro. Yeah,
I love that he said, wait, can you FaceTime? This is pretty funny.
Yeah. So I'm just messaging this dude named Joel thinking it's you. And I'm like, fuck, bro. I'm never going to get around.
How could that be possible?
I don't know.
No, the problem is not all of it. The problem is he sent the monkey emojis and the hearts and stuff.
Yeah, like, why is he flirting?
I did. I mean, not that there's just anything
just
wrong.
Just double checking. This isn't you.
Logan
could be a female name.
But I love it.
Like, I have met females
at Logan Reese. Oh,
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
But I just love that he said, whose number did you think you had? A Valley girl. And I'm also from the Valley. So then I don't know if you did your research. You were probably like, is she from the Valley? Like, and I am. So then it gets extra confusing.
It gets weirder.
Okay.
So I FaceTimed Joel and then he said, I'm Joel, by the way. Could you follow me so I can show my friends because they don't believe me? At Joel T. Kim. There's your plug, Joel.
Wow, you're giving that
to Joel.
I said, nah, bro, don't be a fanboy. So here's where it gets extra weird. I texted him just now. Said I'm having Chanel on the podcast today. He said, bro, I'm in Encino. Don't you live around here? I said,
no,
yeah.
He's literally down the street.
He's down the street. The
Why
dude's down
we
the
have
fucking
Joel
street.
On?
Should I text him and tell him to come?
Yo.
this is something.
So I was like, yeah, I'm in Encino. You live here? He's like, I live in Northridge. I've been back for a few weeks and back to school. And then he said, you trying to link?
Yeah, no, he said, Joel, man, you trying to link.
Joel is trying to have a bromance. He's like, yo, you're popping. I'm trying to attend a party or two. What's up?
I gave him my address to come by now.
Say immediately.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
This is about to be epic.
So fucking Joel.
I just want to know what his number is. It's obviously like very similar to mine.
Okay, so can you tell me which digit was off? Or, because I wasn't sure, like, did you give me like a fake number intentionally?
No, I wouldn't do that.
How close?
Just
the last digit.
Fuck. It was probably your fat thumbs.
So I bet you though, there might have been a couple times he's got a couple texts thinking that.
Yeah, probably.
You know, people thinking that it was me.
This reminds me of that trend right now, the number neighbors.
Neighbor number.
You guys done that?
No, I haven't done it, but one of these girls who's one of the producers on Ridiculousness, she posted a whole convo with somebody who like texted her, was like, yo, what's up? I'm your number neighbor. And like now they're friends.
Someone posted and said that they got Chris Evans.
It was fake.
And it was fake. Yeah. Like, what a loser, dude. I don't know.
Could you explain what this is? Like,
what you do is you text someone that has the same number as you, but with the last digit, like up or down one, right?
Got it.
And then you say, hey, you're my number neighbor. You want to be friends? And like, you start chit chatting with them, dude. Yeah. It's like all the rage with all the people that just have nothing better to fucking do.
Got it.
Do something. Stop texting random fucking people. Yo, right, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get an ETA on Joel.
So look. ETA on Joel.
Besides that odd encounter, you're doing a lot and you've been around for a while.
Still looking young. What's up?
I mean, hey, congrats, by the way. That's
collagen pills. I take a lot of collagen pills.
Is that the secret?
It's the secret. And I actually haven't taken them in 2 days, so I might be looking a little rusty right now.
Rusty? Like, I literally see iron oxide on you. Chemical formula for rust. Brown. Did physics.
Yeah, I love your lounge.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Your laugh is just...
Can we talk about this laugh?
It's just incredible. Please. Best thing.
Like, because there, I think it's one of those things where it's like a love or hate thing. Yeah. Like, people are either like, I can't stand that.
If they can't stand it, they're miserable.
100%.
Yeah, they also support Donald Trump.
I'm not going to say anything on that.
But I hate to say it, but it's really the truth. Every time I go to a haters page, it's usually like their bio is like, God first. Or like they have like a scripture from the Bible. I'm like, okay, and why are you hating on me if you're so godly? Or it'll say like, Trump, make America great again. Every hater, every single
one. That I can agree with. Because a lot of my haters have 2 followers. They're a chicken or the egg on Twitter.
They haven't made a profile picture.
Yeah, default. And they have MAGA 2020 as their shit in their bio. Yeah, and I'm like, I'm fucked. But yo, your laugh, like when you laugh right now on the set, it makes me laugh.
Automatically. Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's part of the reason you caught so hard, especially after Robin Big and Fantasy Factory.
I wasn't on Robin Big.
I didn't say you were.
I was a fan of Robin Big.
No, I think he just said.
No, I messed up. As soon as I said it, I was like, fuck. But listen. I got a note. Were you actually a secretary for Rob on Fantasy Factory? No, don't break
my heart. I wasn't. But it's funny because I was a real receptionist at a real estate company. I actually worked in a home office like right up the street from here before I was on there. So I was used to being a receptionist. Like people, like the UPS guy would come in and he'd be like, can you sign for a package? And I'd like look around like, all right, sure, I guess I can. And I'd like sign for the package, bring it upstairs. And they're like, dude, Chanel, you don't have to do this. I'm like, there was nobody there. And I was at the desk. Like, obviously I'm going to bring you guys the package.
So did they hire you as an actor?
Basically. So when I met Rob, I was on my MySpace grind. This makes me sound old. I know. I was on my MySpace music grind and I was starting to pop off on the MySpace music. I was independent artist and I was like up there, you know, like I was like working my way up on the independent artist.
You started with music, right?
Yeah. Cool. I've been doing music my whole life.
Yeah,
and
we'll get into it. I want to talk about it.
And so basically through MySpace, I somehow got connected with Rob's cousins, his friends. Anyways, long story.
Drama?
Yeah, through drama.
Oh, we love drama.
Oh, yeah, yes. We've had him on.
And so,
businessman extraordinaire now.
Yes. And so through drama, I then met Rob. And Rob knew I was a rapper and like pursuing it. And so he asked me, he's like, do you want to be on an episode of my new show? And I'm like, doing what? And he's like, okay, so I need a receptionist because he's like, we have all these guests who come on the show and we need a segue. He goes, they can't just pop up. He's like, so it'd be great to have like a receptionist to walk them in.
Yeah.
And he goes, and we were thinking, he's like, we're going to do this viral video with Carl's Jr. and we could have you rap in it. And I was like, so I get to rap on TV. He's like, yeah. I was like, I'm down. Let's go. I'm down. Anything to do with my music, I'm down to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I came and I was like, should I dress like a receptionist? I literally dressed like extra. I literally was like wearing like a high-waisted like skirt with like suspenders.
Hillary Clinton grinds.
With a collared shirt, like super hot receptionist vibe. And I came and then I rapped in the viral video, but it didn't even make it to TV, the scene of me rapping. And then at the end of that day, Rob's like, do you want to do this permanently? And I was very confused. I'm like, do what exactly permanently? I'm like, be a fake receptionist? Yeah. Or do you want me to really work here? And he's like, no, it'd be fake. Like, he's like, you'd be doing like this fake receptionist thing every day.
Wow.
And they had already negotiated contracts with MTV. So Rob was like, what'd you get paid at your old job at the real estate company? I told him, he's like, all right, I'll pay you that. So I literally was a fake receptionist working for my old real receptionist pay. And
whoa,
fire. Yeah. And I was like, at first I would hang out a lot. And I was like, just sitting around a lot. And then I think the more they got me in scenes and realized like I was actually funny and stuff, then they started putting me in more stuff. But I did a lot of sitting around, let's just say.
I always tell people to be careful before they like move to LA, like to like chase their dreams. But like her story is like not that far off so many other people's stories in the city. Like you just end up in the weirdest situations with the weirdest people. And they're like, hey, how much are you making in life? And you just make up a number. They're like, oh yeah, I can give you that. Just be a fake fucking wall behind my set.
Yes!
Stand there. It literally happens. I'm not kidding.
What do you think about you was special to get you in that door?
Was it Yeah, because you were homies with Rob, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he even told me this recently at a meeting. He was talking about the day we first met, and this is my first time hearing it from his perspective. Mm-hmm. And he said he admitted to me that I didn't know drama and like some of his, you know, boys, whatever, Big Cat, his brother, that they had kind of said about me to Rob. They're like, oh, this girl thinks she's a rapper. And like, all right, they're talking shit on me like, oh, she thinks she's a rapper. Like, I'm a rapper, bro. I've been doing this since I was at the lunch tables at Taft High School. Let's down go. The street. I dropped out of Taft High School to be a rapper.
You dropped out of high school?
Yeah, I dropped out of high school and started working at a real estate company, though. I was a hustler, you know? So even though I dropped out of school, I was like, I'm going to work my ass off and get to where I want to be. But yeah, so they had told Rob, they're like, oh, she thinks she's a rapper. And Rob's experience of meeting me, he's like, I met her and I was in my head. I'm like, nah, she's pretty rappy. She's a rapper. He's like, this is who she is, you know? And so I think I was just being like really myself and I was being funny that night. When I first met Rob, he kept laughing at me. And I'm like, why is he? I'm like, yo, this is Rob Dyrdek. Like, this guy's hilarious. Yeah. And I guess I didn't ever realize how funny I was. I just like say, like, I'm very blunt. I will just say what's on my mind. Things roll off my tongue and then people start laughing. So I think that's what he liked about me was that he saw I don't really hold back and I just like go for it. Say what's on my mind. And he was like, this girl, he even said, he's like, when he saw me, he's like, this could be a character. This could be a character on our show. And they already were thinking about getting a female to be the receptionist. So it just like, it like all kind of fell together.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. You quickly became a fan favorite.
Thank
Cause
you.
Then he pulled you to Ridiculousness too. Mm-hmm. Like the spinoff show, which is crazy. That show's been on for 8 years. It's 15 seasons. It's probably one of the most successful shows on MTV.
It is, but they act like it's not.
What do you mean? That you don't get paid a lot?
Dude, MTV, no.
I mean, what's good, MTV?
MTV, like, yo.
I always look at the, like, the AJ and shit when someone start talking freely.
They pay good, but even, like, you know, some people who work on the show the other day, they were like, it's crazy. Like, MTV doesn't act like you guys are, like, the number one show. It's very weird. I think it's because that we're just, like, so naturally successful. They don't feel the need to, like, do anything to hype us or anything. You know, you see with the Hill.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And Jersey Shore, these big, like, you know, marketing push, and you never see that with Ridiculous. We just kind of pop up.
Yeah,
you know,
true,
what I mean?
True. So, how hard are y'all working to make that show happen?
I don't know if we're working soon. I don't know. It's like today, we film 3 episodes a day. It's very fast. For me, I'm probably the one working the hardest because I'm a girl who has to change massive amounts of makeup, clothes, nipple pasties, earrings, this, that. You know, no, pasties. It's crazy. And like, you can ask my cousin, this is her first time seeing it. She's visiting.
Which one is that?
Right over there holding my dog.
Hey, good to see you, by the way. Also, that dog, I'm worried. I am concerned. I'm not sure. He's like a zombie version of Jif Pom.
Yeah. I was talking before the show, that could easily be the second thing killed in this house.
No, I don't know if he's gonna. He looks like he can terrorize anything.
He's a killer.
He's a demon.
Anyways, the hardest part is like literally changing between the episodes. I got like 5 minutes. It's like a NASCAR pit stop. I literally just like lift my arms out and like there's like 10 people stripping down my clothes, like touching up my makeup. I'm just like, get me ready.
Wow. No, yeah. I know what that's like. Production's like that though. And as far as Rob, does he choose the clips or what's the actual? Does he just show up and...
No, he doesn't choose the clips. I actually always wondered. And then my friend had this like dinner thing. She's a chef. And there was like some random girl there. And she goes, so funny. My husband's the one who picks the clips. I said, what?
Shut up. Oh, no.
I was some random girl at this like dinner party we had. And so apparently there's like a couple people who they just sit there and go through massive amounts
of clips.
Yeah,
like thousands of hours of footage.
And just go through the depths of the internet.
Yeah.
All the clips that aren't supposed to be sent in. Oh, because they just scour the internet. Like they don't, you guys don't accept, right?
No, okay. But I'm convinced that there's 10 times more of these videos on the internet because of our show. I think so many people purposely try to get these viral moments because they're like, let's get on Ridiculousness.
They say not to do that. Like Jackass
and
opens
our
up, like you say,
so
like, do not try to be like funny or do any stunts.
We won't open it.
I mean, that's parents tell kids not to drink, not to smoke, like, you know, it makes them want to do it more.
Yeah.
I mean, like exactly. Spencer, don't look at the ceiling right now.
What? I'm going to look where I want to look.
Oh, no, I was telling you, it didn't work.
Moves out of the house once, sasses the co-host.
You want to go, bro?
Damn.
You want to go?
It didn't work.
Spencer's been our roommate for like 1.5, 2 years now, and he just moved out the other day to go ruin his life with his girlfriend. Hey, Danny, Joel's here. I can't believe it. Can you go let him in?
Wow.
Oh my God, he got here that fast?
Yeah, I told you he was down the street.
Wait.
Oh my God.
This is amazing. And so wait, this is funny because me and Joel are the neighbor, the number neighbors.
Number neighbors.
So like now we're like having a real viral moment.
Wow.
That's so
this is
weird.
A, this is about
I
to
love
be
that
deep.
Joel just worked his way into being a guest on the show. Oh shoot, I think.
Hey, he's actually cool though. If I remember correctly, he was an Asian kid. And he was actually really chill, and I kind of had to put him in check for a second, like not be a fanboy. But
yeah, what's going on outside? Is there a sailboat?
The fuck
is somebody making
on,
a
dude?
Sailboat?
Speaking of sailboat, well, shoot, I can't invite everybody, but I'm having a birthday single release party September 1st on a yacht leaving Long Beach. Okay. You have to be willing to stay on the yacht for the whole party because you can't jump off.
Yeah,
so. We just did that, by the way. And so the reason Chanel's on the show right now is because I saw her at a yacht party in Miami.
Oh,
for Swisher Suites.
So you're a fan of yachts.
Another plug. And I go, I'm like, at first I didn't even know it was you because at this time you had like blue hair or some shit or silver. And I was like, that chick's hot, but I don't know who it is. And then somebody was like, I think that's Chanel. And I was like, yo, Chanel, I think I met you another time or some shit. You should come on our show. And then blah, blah, one thing led to another. And here you are. But yeah, more yachts, huh?
When Mike approaches you, oh God. Yeah, I can't fucking believe this.
Holy shit.
Joel's tall and he brought a crew.
Hey, Joel, come here, bro.
He's got the fucking Duke shirt on, dude.
Joel, you're my number neighbor. Did you know this?
Really?
How many texts have you got? Have you got any where people thought it was me?
No.
Sorry.
No way. Well, we have basically the same number except for the last digit. So like, now you can contact me whenever you want and you can guess the last digit.
Okay, I think I can do that. One up, one down. Pretty good stuff.
Yo, what the fuck is that? This is probably the weirdest moment we've had on the show.
Yeah, it was weird for me too.
Nice to meet you, bro.
Nice to meet you in real life.
The chances that you're here, bro, I wasn't even going to text you. You know, the only reason I texted you, by the way, do you remember what I sent you today?
A period.
You know why? It was to just bring the text to the top of my feed so I could then record it and show it on the podcast.
Oh, shoot.
And like, no offense, bro. I was just like, I don't know. I wasn't planning on hitting you up.
Nah, it's all good.
It was like, Chanel's coming on.
Do you play lacrosse at Duke?
I do not.
I thought you were a lax bro.
Hey, this is hilarious.
Joel, I got to ask you this. Are you a Logan Paul fan?
I knew who he was.
You can be honest.
Here's why I ask.
Yeah.
We have these people that watch our show, they're called fans. And they've been watching Logan since they were like six and shit.
Okay.
And these people would probably kill someone to come on the show. Literally.
People have told me, they're like, give me the number. Like,
no, I'm sure.
I will give you money.
Oh shit, for real?
Yeah, they're like, I'll give you money. And I was like, and he told me not to. I mean, I gave him my word.
Mad respect. Because we were on FaceTime and I was like,
you seem
like a cool guy.
Yeah, dude, I just came back from my friend's birthday party. I was like,
there we go.
I mean, I might as well FaceTime this random number.
Do you have any questions for Chanel West Coast? I mean, we got her in the house right now.
Wait, so were you like feeling bad when he didn't text you? And then he texted me instead. You're like,
she doesn't remember.
She doesn't remember.
She was me too and some guy that night.
Oh.
It's a long story. Okay?
She was Weinstein and somebody
but
else.
But no, I actually wondered why you didn't hit me up. I was like, oh, you never hit me up. I guess they don't want me on the podcast.
I thought it was a costume party that someone was pretending to be you. I thought it was a costume party and I was like, oh, somebody's dressed up as Logan Paul maybe?
That's hilarious.
Someone clearly has the wrong number, but let me just keep texting him, you know?
Bro, hey, you were kind of flirting with him.
Whoa!
I was.
That was a little weird, bro.
I was.
We thought you were a chick.
I thought,
why'd you heart my name and then send the monkey with the hands covering his eyes?
Did you think it might have been a girl?
It was a costume party, dude.
So you're just being cute with it.
I was being cute with it, you know? Trying to keep the combo going a little bit. Just a little bit, you know?
Wait, you guys, I don't know about all of you, but I really think that we need... Joel, do you have Instagram?
I do.
Okay, he needs to become like virally famous for this. Needs to become like, you just need to go and pop up on random people's podcasts now.
Podcast guy?
Yeah, the podcast guy.
Yeah, number neighbor Joel.
Yeah. It's like that Captain America number neighbor. You're my Captain America.
Yeah. We just talked about that.
Oh, was that fake?
Joel, is there anything special about you or are you just a guy?
I have a dog.
Holy shit, you don't fucking say, Joel.
He's pretty good though. He's amazing.
What kind of dog is that?
We got him on Craigslist. He was supposed to be a purebred King Charles Cavalier Spaniel, which is like a 10-pound lap dog. So we got him off Craigslist though. And then he kept growing. So now he is 60 pounds. He is 60 pounds.
Did you get
no, he's not a purebred.
Zombie Pomeranian off Craigslist.
Oh my God, dude.
I didn't. My ex-boyfriend,
Triple X.
Might have got him off Craigslist. That's something.
Chanel, you've talked twice now about
I have horrible your ex-boyfriends.
How many you got? Sucks.
I think I just have bad taste at this point because, yeah, I don't know.
Do you have a type?
I don't have a type. The type is you have to be entertaining. Like, I can't stand, like, honestly, like, I've met my share of, like, hot guys, you know, like, very successful, you know, oh, maybe an athlete flex or this. But, and yeah, yeah, you know, a few popping people try to get at me and then they're like, they're so boring.
I'm do
like,
you want to go to dinner with me?
Yo, by the way, you went to ask her what it was like to have a moron like me walk up to her.
I want
to
know.
And I'll tell, I can explain slightly and she can jump in, but I didn't go up and be like, hi, Chanel, good. I said some dumb shit. And she started laughing. I was like, here we go. It's exactly, it's like, yo, I automatically go to that humor because it fucking works.
Bro. Well, for girls like me, like,
yeah.
I think it's girls who have, no disrespect. I mean, I'm sure all of the girls in this room, we all can appreciate a good sense of humor, but there's a lot of girls who like those things don't matter to them. And I'm just like, what's wrong with you?
What,
like,
humor?
Yeah.
It's the only reason Mike gets laid.
Facts.
And mozzarella
sticks. It's a very important thing for me. Sticks, no, it. Like you have to, I mean, let's be honest. I laugh at everything. If you can't make me laugh, you're a
dud. You're a psychopath.
Yeah. Yes.
You're a zombie pom.
Why didn't you reply to my word hunt though?
Bro, I forgot this kid sent me at one of those games.
Yo, word hunt is my only talent, but it's, I'm really good at word hunt.
Look, he sent me one of these games.
I'm really good at word hunt though.
And Andy's got a dog. That's bro.
Joel, I think me and Joel should just start our own podcast together. Number neighbors.
Wow, that's big. I'm in.
Let's get it.
I'm in.
That'll pop. You two start a podcast?
Yeah.
Number neighbors.
And then what if we just bring a bunch of people on? Who are
number neighbors with celebrities?
Look,
I think we're
going to go viral.
Yo, I'll give you guys. Let's just team up and do this. I think we got
something.
We're not trying to push you out of business. We know you're the number one podcast here. Hey, we're trying to be number two. Okay,
number two.
Yeah, we're not worried.
Podcast neighbor.
I just can't believe this. I've never played this game, Word Hunt. That's your shit?
It's yeah.
He said that's my talent.
You play with your boy?
Word Hunt.
You play with your boy over there?
Oh yeah, how I got good. I used to train with him, English class.
Yo, how's Duke, bro?
Duke is fun. It's a really good time.
What year are you at?
I'm gonna be a sophomore, so just finished up my first summer.
Did you
summer,
pull
yeah.
mad tail your freshman year out there?
You've been partying, man. Come on, be honest.
I went to a few. I saw Zion at a few things. Zion's a pretty cool guy.
Did you finish high school?
Yeah. So
Did you get your GED? I want to talk about it. It's a thing. Like that's a bold ass decision.
I was in homeschool and I had to take like some test for a diploma, which was probably the easiest test I've ever taken in my life. And I feel like it might have not been a real website, but I do have a diploma somewhere. Yeah, but I was already working. Like literally, like the second I could work, I started working. I didn't stop, and I think that's why my mom also was like, kind of like whatever, because she was like, well, she's working her ass off. She pays her own bills. Yeah. Like, what am I going to do? Complain?
Yeah.
That's hard to argue with those dollars coming in.
Yeah. Like I was just always, I'm a hustler. Like I was like, as soon as I literally 15 hit, I'm like, where's my work permit? I got to go.
That's cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
But were you ever afraid that like things weren't going to work out? Like,
no.
Did you have dreams to become like Chanel West Coast? What's your last name's not West Coast.
No, and Chanel's my middle name.
Jesus Christ.
You're not even a real
Who even are you?
Who even are you? No, I knew since I was little. Well, I was a dancer my whole life. I was always a performer. Like, I was in performing arts. Actually, when I was 11, I did a hip-hop dance scene in this, like, heavy metal music video. That sounds super weird.
Yeah.
But
sounds kind of dope.
I was, like, the lead. So, basically, it's, like,
is this still floating on the internet?
Yeah, it is.
It's so like E-Town Concrete or some band.
Big Hot Topic
called,
girl.
This band called Amen. The song is called Price of Reality. And I'm the lead girl in the video. I'm, like, a little, like, demonic Catholic schoolgirl.
Yep.
And I actually start the video by swinging on a wrecking ball. Did it way before Miley.
Wow.
And then I'm doing a hip-hop dance with machine guns. Ironically, where that was filmed is the exact studio we film Ridiculousness now.
Shut up. What?
Yes.
The circles here that are taking place
today. That's
little
me.
What the
Whoa.
I see the resemblance.
You're a demon.
Swinging on the wrecking ball. No, wow. Watch.
Whoa.
And we do,
oh my God.
We do like a whole dance with machine guns. And this was filmed at the very studio I film Ridiculousness now.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, so it's so funny because it's like, I know a lot of people, especially in the audience, are probably like, oh, this is just the girl who laughs on the couch. And in my head, I'm like, dude, I've been freaking performing my ass off at this very soundstage since I was a kid. You know what I mean?
Wow. It's like almost like a Korn video or like Limp Bizkit. I feel like
my mom was friends with the band Korn too. Like,
really?
My mom was very in the rock scene, so she was friends with a lot of these rock bands.
I feel like the only thing missing is that demonic dog. Like, it should run out in this video right now. Little Pomeroy. Start tearing someone's
No, it's a sick. It's a sick video. You should fast forward to the part where we do the dance with the machine guns. That's the sickest part.
The machine guns?
Yeah, it's like, it's in there somewhere.
Looks like somebody's He's in the middle of a meat locker there.
I feel like.
Is that a horse rib cage?
I feel like the rib cage.
Yeah, maybe we don't. Maybe we don't.
It's probably towards the end. Like, go back a little. Oh, right there, Go back a little.
Shit.
Yeah, right there. And I'm the lead one right in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's rocking what it
is. Hey, this is where the video gets age gated and flagged.
Appears to be an Uzi.
Demonetized.
Wow. You know what people don't think about is like. Production is in general can get weird. Like you do weird things on set. So imagine the head of costume and art and the props handing a 9-year-old a machine gun. And jeez. Like,
yeah.
And this is how you have to dance, by the way, in Scottish garb.
Oh no, they didn't tell us about the machine guns till like the last minute
that's
of the dance.
Hey, by the way, that's the secret. That's the key. When you want to do shit that's a little edgy, like maybe it's not the key. This is maybe a horrible way to do it. But like I've had to do like especially with airplane mode. By the way, if you haven't seen it, go see it on iTunes, and that's probably it. We had the actors like say some fucked up shit, and you don't tell them until like they're just, in the moment,
squeeze it in
the zone, and yeah. Like they'll do it, bro.
Like I would have liked to have seen the like contract that they gave your mom for that. It was probably like, oh, she'll be dressed as a Catholic girl doing a school dance. Meanwhile, they're loading up an Uzi for carrying around a fucking meat locker.
She did not care. I remember my mom like yesterday, like I was like sleeping in trash. She's like, get up, you have another shot. And I'm like, it's 2 a.m. She's like, I don't care. You got a minute. No, like she was like, you know, a little bit, she was trying to be the momager back then. I think that's probably why as a kid, I was like, get me out of here. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I always knew I wanted to be a performer.
So you were dancing, rapping,
dancing, singing.
When you said you were a hustler, did you start with like multiple different flows, like different like rapping, singing, dancing, in case one went down? Because that's how I always hustled, was have a million different things and then one of them pops off, then the next one pops off, you know, like backups.
I didn't know. I was singing since I was little, like I was in choir, you know, and I just didn't really know how to write a singing song. Like I attempted to a couple times and it was like, I don't know where to begin. Like, I can write singing melodies, but, like, the type of songs I can sing, like a Mariah Carey song or something, I'm like, I don't know where to begin to write all these melodies. And I wrote poetry since I was little, so I'm like, poetry over a beat? I could do that. That's not rocket science. So I literally just started writing raps, and I would start rapping them for my friends, and my friends were, like, giving me such a good reaction at first. They're like, holy shit, like, you're pretty good. And I just stuck with it, and I kept going, and then through working with a ton of producers, they started to be like, yo, can you sing? I was like, yeah, I could sing, but like, I need a little help with the songwriting on the singing part. So,
can we play one of your tracks right now?
Yeah, play all of them.
This is the newest one.
Old Fashioned.
Old Fashioned.
Okay, and let's put it out here really quick before this, you guys. So, obviously, it's very similar to the vibe to Old Town Road of the video. It's called Old Fashioned. I wrote this song a year before I ever heard Old Town Road. And I was actually one of the first people bumping Old Town Road. But I remember I saw a pair of cowboy boots on some clothing website. And I'm like, I have this weird feeling the whole Western thing is going to come back in. I'm Chanel West Coast. I was like, let's do like a wild West Coast type thing. And so I was in the studio working with my producer and songwriter. And I'm like, let's write something that's like a hip hop song, but still like Wild West.
Yeah, fire.
Way before Old Town Road. Just putting it out there.
Visionary.
Look at that screen grab. Like that confidence.
I mean, damn.
You just knew what you were about to do.
I bet your DP was dope. Either your DP or your director like knew what he was doing.
Yes.
Damn, you got like dust coming up and everything.
So as an independent artist, like how do you produce a music video like this?
Honestly, so it's so funny. Like, so I started to think like maybe I was meant to be more of like a director or producer, because when I write songs, I'm already thinking about the music video. I literally write like, oh, and then this should happen. And everybody's always like, dude, like it doesn't have to. What if the song doesn't have a music video? Not every song has a music video. But I just like think so visually.
You're
so,
a storyteller.
Exactly. Yeah. So all my music videos came from my mind. Like there's not one that somebody else came up with. Like every single video, like even if it's not me getting the credit for directing, like I'm being like, this is what I want to do. This is my vision. And the director really helps me bring it to life pretty much.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Yo. Hey, do you think rapping is a inherent talent, or can you learn it over the years? Like, does Jake Paul have a chance to like become Drake?
I think that if you have rhythm and if you know how to be on beat, then you can learn how to rap.
But isn't there something in like
the water,
the way you're the water? Isn't there something in like the way your voice sounds that you're kind of just born with?
Yeah, no, I think that's very true.
Swag.
Think it's your tone of voice. Well, a producer I used to work with told me that, and that was the reason like he signed me. He was like, tone of voice is everything. There's a million great singers. There's a million great rappers. Like, who cares? Everybody can freaking sing and rap if you really put your mind to it. But it's that unique tone of voice that makes you stand out.
Hear that?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, no, that's why I'm a pop. I swear to God, what you just said. I wasn't born a singer, yo, but man, this tone when I hit that fucking pocket is
water, bro.
Yo, if you sound unique and like somebody's like, yo, like that's Logan, like that's what you need. That's all you need is for people to recognize you. Because there's so many people who are popping and I'm not going to say names. There's a couple huge artists that they'll have a new song and I'm like, who is this? And I still don't recognize them. And they've had like a million hits already.
Do you have a, I've been seeing this like list lately of like the top 50 rappers. Like people have been doing the top 50. People have been asking me like, yo, who's your top 50? I don't have time for that shit. But what are your top three all time?
Tupac, Eminem, Lil Wayne.
All right. Ooh. Nice.
Solid.
So I would have Jay-Z up there, but
would have put Jay-Z, but Wayne gave me a cosign and he 100% is always at the top.
Top three. He can't fall off. What's it going to take for you to put one of these new guys in there? Like when is Shoreline Mafia or like Juice WRLD or like Uzi going to get, like, are they anywhere near that? Like, what are your thoughts on the new wave of like hip hop?
I don't want to say my thoughts on the new wave.
No, we've been.
Especially because I'm so slept on and people are like, why is she talking shit, bitch? You don't have a song on the top of the charts. I don't yet because people are sleeping on me.
Facts.
But
when are they going to stop sleeping on you?
Or wake up.
Maybe when I have, that's the same thing. Stop sleeping and wake up.
She's a good listener.
I think, maybe after these next two singles I'm dropping, I think they're super fire. I think after these next two, people are going to really start to pay attention. But where do we begin with this question?
It was just a new wave. When are those coming out, by the way? The 20th, right? And
August 20th is my song I Be Like featuring Dax. Super dope.
Oh, wait, Dax?
Yeah, Dax.
Oh, shit. That's my guy.
Yeah,
we had him on. He's dope as fuck.
Yeah, he's super fire.
How many songs do you have out right now, total, from like the beginning of your career?
I don't even know. A lot. There's a lot. I mean, my music's really slept on. I probably have like hundreds, but I don't know.
Wait, can I shout out my boy? He raps. He's in the new wave. He's in the new wave. He is in the new wave.
No way.
He's the Ice Cold King.
Yo.
Are you the Ice Cold King?
It's very cool.
You want to drop a bar, dude? This is your chance, dude. Now you do not come on.
We got to do a song
when you
together.
Get a chance to come on the fucking number one show in the world and you say, oh, man,
Is his name the Ice Cold King?
His name is Isaiah, but his ad is the real Ice Cold King. hit him a follow.
Hey, what makes you so ice cold, bro?
Dude, I think you need to turn on the heater,
I think it's because you got cold feet because you won't come on a pulse.
His answer to both questions we asked him was the same. Oh man. he went southern on us.
He's got the twang.
That's great.
Joel, can you throw some bars down?
I sing more than I rap. I was in an a cappella group, but
oh, not this. What's fucking this? Beat again, what's dude. Oh, is the beat? No, we are not.
The same beat.
I don't know if I'm on our this today,
beat.
Dude.
Can we get another beat?
That's what we got. As soon as I hear it, I think of Hi, My Name Is T automatically.
Oh, there are
dude.
Headphones. Okay, I was like, what beat? am I missing something?
Poor Joel can't hear anything.
It happens.
Oh, he doesn't have a headphone.
Where's the beat?
Hey, what's going through your mind right now? I gotta know, bro.
You're cool as a cucumber, bro.
I was just at the Brian's Shaved Ice in Tarzana where I used to work, eating some shaved ice.
Yeah, just free brand plug.
Why
no
did you text
there.
Me? Ask me, by the way, my brother got Uber
Yo,
Eats.
Yo,
because
we
there.
Get Uber Eats from Jake P. Like the orders from Jake P, like all the time. So we're like, and I feel like I've seen him eat ice somewhere. And I was like, yo, maybe that's him. Maybe that's him.
Yeah. Basically, what you're saying is you put two and two together.
Basically, yeah, nice, yeah. Dude, add the math.
Classic algorithm right there.
That is so funny.
I feel like I've seen Jake eat ice.
I feel like I've seen Jake eat ice. And that last initial P, it has to make sense. Yeah. It just has to.
Wait a minute.
All right, Joel, it's your God. Can I ask you, Chanel, about your dating life? Because you said X, you said XX, and I'm pretty sure eventually you get the triple X. How many exes do you have? Why are you dating the wrong dudes?
Too many. I don't know. I think also one of my problems is I might intimidate people or something.
You?
I just care more about my career than anything. And I think sometimes a guy becomes aware of that and they're just like, I'm out of here.
You have a big personality too.
Thank
you. Know
you.
What I'm saying? I feel like a lot of there are dudes out there that are probably intimidated by that shit.
Yeah, I will talk back. I will put you in your place.
Let's go.
That's dope, though.
But I'm also cool. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm a chill girl, too. You know? Like, I'm not, like, I don't want to sound like I'm, like, that crazy bitchy girl.
Well, we, you know, guys on our end, we call that, you know, no offense, but we call that crazy.
No, but bro, but, like, okay. Hey, for me, though, I need, if we're going to call that crazy, like, I need a crazy chick. Like, I need a chick to fuck me up.
Spencer's right? Chick.
Yeah, she's
fuck
crazy.
Fuck you, Spencer.
She's crazy.
I said this once in the podcast. I was just watching Spencer and Angel interact because, like, Spencer in love is the weirdest thing to me. And she comes up behind him and she whispers in his ear, only to Spencer, so no one else could hear. She goes, "You're a little bitch."
No, she says, "You're my bitch."
Oh, it's even worse.
Bro, I'm possessive ownership.
Bro, I get so jealous, bro. Like, I wanna be someone's bitch, dog. Fuck.
It's kind of hot.
Have you ever had a dude, like, walk on you and, like, you kept forgiving him over and over again, and, like, he just and then he just, like, kept doing it, and then one day you, like, went in a bathroom in Vegas and he's banging another chick.
No, okay.
and you still forgave him.
No, I definitely have had guys who, like,
I just made that up. Sorry, it's off the top.
It's
of the
okay.
Head.
He's like, I'm just spitting out random questions and I don't even care what your answer is. No, yeah, definitely given guys to me. I think that's also why I'm starting to be, like, not more of a bitch, but, like, I think I've been too nice in the past. Like, I'm such a cool girl that it's like, okay, now this guy thinks he can just do whatever he wants. Yeah. So you can't do whatever you want in a relationship with me. Like, I will give you freedom and, like, you know, like, out of sight, out of mind type thing. But, like, if you're, like, going ham, like, and showing no respect, like, I can't deal with that. You know what I mean? Like, for example, like, I'm, like I just said, out of sight, out of mind. And then if you go and have a full-on affair, you're really stepping over your boundaries. Like, you could have had a one-night stand in Vegas and we would have never known, but you had to have a whole relationship with another bitch.
Ah.
And now it's like, what are you doing? You know what I
so
mean?
So you're not you're cool with, like, short-term cheating, but not long-term cheating?
No, I'm not cool with any cheating.
Okay.
But the point is like, I'm a very chill person, and I think that, yeah, that has led people to maybe walking on me a little bit.
Yo, is our generation becoming more cool with cheating? Is that a thing?
Absolutely.
No, it's not. I don't think that people are cool with cheating. I think that we've just kind of learned that everybody does it and how to deal with it.
See, I don't believe that.
I think they rebranded cheating.
That's terrible. What'd you say?
They rebranded cheating to open relationships, which is also interesting.
Yeah. They rebranded cheating.
They rebranded cheating.
Yeah, but that, who?
Yeah, but
who's like that?
Society? The culture, man.
The culture.
It's always the culture.
Wow, so open relationships essentially are... You're saying it's a form of cheating.
No, open relationships are cheat proof. Like, because if you're in an open relationship, you can't cheat. And I think what he's saying is, like, that depends on what kind of relationship you're in. Because if you're in a actual relationship that's not an open relationship, then you shouldn't cheat.
Could you do an open relationship?
I don't think so. I need to be your queen, your number one. And if I know that I'm your queen and number one, like, then I'm cool.
You don't want your man's out there having another slam piece.
No, definitely not.
The move.
And when did we stop calling open relationships fucking? Because that's what I call it. Like if it's weird,
it's
when
different.
A girl,
it's different.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
well, I don't understand what the difference is.
Was it the sins when they came on? Remember how they said, like, they have to have permission.
Or
they can't. They can't lie.
The Johnny Sins couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're also porn stars.
Yeah,
I feel like
true. Okay. Credibility.
I didn't know who
window.
We were talking about, but now they said they're porn stars. I'm like, they're a little different.
All right, yo, we have a segment here. We do segments on the show.
Go ahead.
What's this segment?
There it is.
It's called.
They're fucking it.
Dylan's got the soundboard. It's called Swag or Nah. All right, so I'm gonna be honest. You got swag.
Thank you.
I'm like a pale white dude. Like, sometimes I have swag. So I want you to give me advice on some stuff.
Okay.
Swag or Nah? With Chanel West Coast. All right. Number one. Number one, off-white sneakers. Are you a fan of off-white?
I'm a fan of off-white, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I very much am, especially because Virgil Abloh followed my clothing line.
Oh, let's go.
LOL Cartel. Shout out to LOL Cartel dropping in Zoomies this month.
Oh, congratulations. That's amazing.
But yes, I am a fan of off-white.
I was just going to say, remember I had the ones with the tag on it? Banks cut the tag off. The other day.
Intentionally?
Gone. Yeah, he took a knife and
why
he said-
Why did he do that?
Because he just said, like, I'm done with him, dude. Like, I'm tired.
I'm going to be honest, bro.
I won't stand for this, dude. That's
round of
and,
fucking
and
applause
I let him.
For you,
I let him. I let him. I sat there.
Incredible.
Because
I mean,
I'll tell you what-
That's fucking good. That's inconvenient.
Inconvenient.
You know
that's
how
why.
Many things that can get snagged on.
So many. And see, by the way, by the time he got to it, mine had been pulled. Like, it was so small in the loop section and the little ticker on the end of it was so long. It was like killing
flies. Oh, it's a real zip tie.
What you got to do is you got to take the end of the zip tie and tuck it into one of your laces. What? So then it rests down the front of your shoe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then you were going to say tuck it in the shoe. I was like, that would hurt.
It still is really weird.
The whole point of these is to not be utilitarian. They got to be a fucking pain in the ass. A burden.
It's a conversation starter, man. People walk in like, what's on your foot?
Pajamas in LA. Pajamas in clubs. I mean, like apparently people are doing this.
Pajamas in clubs?
I've seen it.
That's dope.
I don't think it's that tight. Well, but especially because the floors in the clubs are so nasty, and then your pajamas, you know, are like getting all that like grossness on the bottom of them. Like, I don't know.
I mean, that's Woody Harrelson.
I was just gonna say.
I think he can get away with it if anybody can, but I don't think all of us should be rocking pajamas in the club. Like,
I was just gonna say, is it pajamas in club or Woody Harrelson in pajamas in clubs?
Yeah,
a huge difference. the first one, all pajamas in clubs. Okay,
hey, would they let you in?
I see guys in pajama pants all the time.
Especially they're
probably
Woody Harrelson.
Somebody on Woody Harrelson's level. Like,
yeah. I think if you're wearing pajamas in the club, you have a problem. You've been in this club way too much.
You're way woke than everyone else, and you're like, man, I don't really want to be here. I'd rather be asleep, and so I'm gonna combine the two.
Could be a psychopath, could not be.
I would say it's almost like he don't belong in that club. You know what I'm saying?
Like the Why Don't We song that you just plugged?
Yes.
So it's just from left field. Not a single person in this room would have understood that except me.
And the fans.
Shout out, Mike. There's no fans.
Fuck.
This one, I'm really going to absorb what you say because this confuses me. And I'm so sorry, Jake, but these fake bulletproof vests that might be bulletproof. I mean, what's going on?
I'm more of a fan of real bulletproof vests.
Oh, shit.
I think if you're going to wear one, you should be like, you know, somebody on like 50 Cent level or some, you know, somebody who's like already been shot, like who needs the protection. Then it makes sense. And it's
this is something I try to apply in my life often, especially when it comes to like sicknesses. Like I try to be preventative instead of reactive, right? So when you get sick, that's a bad time to take your wellness pills. You got to take them every day so you don't get sick. So maybe Jake is some sort of imminent threat is coming and he's preventing it with his bulletproof vest.
With like a layer of leather.
That's what I was asking. What are you trying to prevent? Fashion faux pas? Like, is that what that fucking vest is for?
Underneath that whole vest is just sweat. Because those are like leather as hell. Yeah. It's like literally you're just like keeping in the heat.
And chapstick too, probably. It probably holds chapstick or something.
There's something
handy. I mean, it has to be there for a purpose.
A Swedish fan made one of these for me when I was in Stockholm and it's sick. It's upstairs. But like every time I put it on, I look in the mirror and I'm just like, and I can't
wear it on the show.
I'll wear it on the next one. All right. Dad hats versus fitted hats.
Hey, shout out Big Sean.
That's a tough one. I'm going to say I'm more on the fitted hats vibe now again.
Wow. Isn't that a dad hat?
Shut the fuck up, bro. All right, listen, I won't take this one personal, but open floral tees.
Oh, shit.
With your stomach showing.
Or button-ups with the top two
buttons. Honestly, I'm so down for the open floral tee with your stomach showing.
Yes!
Especially if you have a good stomach.
What about... By the way, Dylan made this slideshow.
Well, Dylan, it's like a... It's a once a year type occasion, like when you go to Ibiza. Thanks, Dylan. Fucked up part about it is my shirt too.
I was gonna ask. The bonus is like having Mike as a best friend, swag or nah?
Wait, what?
So having Mike, the potato guy, in the picture,
and my face, as a best friend. And my face like that in every picture.
No, that's swag. That's you guys right. Make a good
that's
team.
Swag.
All right, cool.
Swag.
All right, cool. How you doing, by the way,
oh
Joel?
My God, yeah.
Doing
all right.
Can I get some water?
Joel's got demands.
Absolutely
guys.
Not. Sweet. Absolutely.
Comes
goddamn
on podcast
not.
Once.
Yeah. It's parched over there. And by the way, you wore those button-down shirts open the whole week in Ibiza. This is not
say,
a one day.
It was like
thing.
A beach thing, bro. And you know what else I did in Ibiza for anyone going to any sort of tropical location? Dudes.
Waxed your butt?
Waxed on my butt.
Wait, really? What?
Nope.
No.
I've never done that, man. Okay. I brought a bunch of jeans and I didn't know what to do. I was panicking, right? So you take the bottom and you make them into little cuffs and then you roll them up. So you're like about this much of your ankle shows and then you put on your white sneakers and bro, changes the game.
Oh, hell yeah.
Changes the game.
Ankles are in right now. Mm-hmm. They have been for the past few years. So it's like men wearing three quarters and capris. Like ankles are the hottest shit.
Nice ankle ball.
Since 1850.
Yeah. Well, scholars have lost translation.
Oh, well, that was great. That was a good segment. I like that.
Yo, great.
Hey, by the way,
Dylan.
Do you have a hard out? I understand you're going to Six Flags after this.
No, I was going to go to Six Flags, but we decided to change it because I forgot the dog was with us. It's a long story.
Okay.
So yeah, that dog, chilling. How much longer are you
Wait, I don't understand. Were we going to go for a second? He was talking about like a lazy river or something.
Yeah, I said you guys should come.
Oh. So I've been really vocal about this. Like a lot of people chase like love, money in life, like those kind of things. The only thing I ever want in life is to float in a lazy river. It's such a simple ask, yet it never happens.
There's an occasion where I'll look outside into the pool. I'll see Mike just vibing out. I'm like, that man is in his element. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yeah, of course. You know what I see is him sitting stationary in the pool, completely unsatisfied, wishing he was moving in a repetitive circle.
Sometimes I'll do this with my hands to the side of the tube. And I'll get a little bit of motion going, but not enough. Mm-hmm. But not enough.
Enough to just kind of bump into the side of the pool.
We're working on it. All right. Spencer, you got facts for us?
I got a couple.
All right. What?
Yeah, we got some topical facts.
Where do you get these facts?
I scour the interwebs.
Okay,
so... the wealthiest family in the world right now is the Walton family, who owns Walmart.
$1.7 trillion.
They make $1.4 trillion. They make $4 million per hour. What would you do with that kind of money?
I would donate a shit ton of it because there's like hella countries that could really use it.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think they do donate a lot of it though, just to the NRA.
Yeah.
not exactly what you were thinking.
Yo, I heard Walmart.
70K per minute.
Is this true? Walmart removed video games, but not actual firearms? Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Is that true?
They did
well,
that.
No, because you didn't hear.
Joel said it's true.
You didn't hear about the shootings and stuff?
Yeah, because video games causes.
It's not the guns, it's the video games. You didn't know that? D. Trump was just fucking talking about this shit, dude.
Shut the fuck up. I think a YouTuber tweeted it. It was like the birth of mass shootings, and it was a picture of like the guys standing next to the first game of Pong.
Saw that.
Speaking to Donald Trump hits the facts. He rolled back regulations on the Endangered Species Act, so he made it easier for companies that are, taking resources from the planet, oil companies, whatever. They're rolling species off the endangered species list. So now it's easier for companies.
So they're not endangered anymore, or he just doesn't care?
Yeah, they're just kind of saying, like, fuck it, dude, they're done. Sad.
What's one of the species?
Polar bears are going to be really affected, they're saying, because they're already kind of at the edge, and this is one that could get removed. Because
nothing you say, like, the facts with him don't shock me anymore, okay? Here's the thing.
Sad.
Someday we're going to sit down here, and you're going to be like, oh, we got facts with Spencer, and you're going to be like, Donald Trump, our president walked onto the field of a Jets game this weekend and punted a baby through the fucking uprights. And the crowd, one half of the crowd went wild.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just sit there and be like, well, classic D. Trump for you. Just punting fucking babies out there, dude. He doesn't make it though. It hits the goalpost. And everyone's just like, that's just normalcy, dude. Yeah. That's where we're at, dude. Punting fucking babies, bro.
What are your thoughts on this, LP?
It just sucks, bro. It's just like both your facts. I don't know if I have a strong reaction to it. I know this. You've seen the videos on Instagram and Twitter where like these are the species that have gone extinct in the past 50 years. And bro, there's like here, I pull it up here. There's some really, really sick animals.
Cool-ass species.
Look at this one, bro. Ooh. What the fuck is that? It's gone.
Fucking meerkat.
Gone. The rhino? This was recent, dog. Like, what's good, D. Trump? Put him back.
Wait, what do you mean? The rhino's not extinct?
It's the white rhino.
Oh.
Did they go or are they close? I'm dying.
I think there's like
I'm about to go.
I think it's gone, actually. I think the white rhino is gone.
My thing is, do you think they can bring these back? Like, you know how they say they could bring back the woolly mammoth?
So now you're talking about Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Why? Like real life Jurassic Park.
No offense to this striped leopard cat we just saw, but I would much rather bring back a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, or a raptor.
Kill me, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, kill me.
Kill me, dude. Imagine if you had like a housebred raptor.
That'd be dumb. It just tore the wall out and ran in.
A housebred raptor.
The other thing with that fact really quick too is I try to see the other side of it too. Like,
what's the other side?
I don't know. I guess like what if, cause the way you put it so bluntly, like my assumption is that like an NPR, like CNN article? Like, cause the Forbes. People on the, or, so that scares me because that's classically like a more mid to right leaning publication. Yeah. And so like, usually when I read those, I'm like, but this can't be right. Like Donald Trump doesn't hate elephants, does he?
Yeah.
And now he does. seems like he actually does fucking hate elephants. Yeah.
By the way, it's called the Tasmanian tiger. I miss this one.
It's a beautiful animal.
Yeah. Whoa, Jock's huge.
I know for a fact one of my grandparents had one of these as a pet. I know it. You got any more facts, bro?
That's all I got, dude. Facts, I just got two today.
That's fine.
Would it be nice if you brought a fun, nice one?
I mean, the money one was kind of cool.
What do you think they'd do with $4 mil an hour, dude? Like, I would just be throwing it off buildings.
Yeah.
If you ever make that much money because of your music career, are you going to donate it? Are you just saying that?
No, I'm for real. Like, yeah, no, if I ever make that kind of money, I'm going to donate a ton of it and probably adopt a couple kids. Cause like, I think it's crazy. Like all these people with a shit ton of money, like, or like having surrogates and like all this stuff. And it's like, okay, if you can't have kids, you know, there's a ton of kids that need parents out there. Go adopt one.
Yeah. That's a great message. And you will not address it in a weird way. What are you about to say?
I was just saying, do you have any, desire to have a kid that is quite literally your blood?
Yes, I definitely want my own children, but I think that if I had that kind of money, I would adopt some other children and add them to the family because there's a lot of kids that.
What are you doing? Why are you raising your hand? You're scaring me. You're
just waiting in turn.
Okay.
Do you want me to adopt you?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
I do have a third fact.
Okay.
I slept on this one. This one's actually, I think it's good news for you potentially. I don't know. Miley Cyrus, she did break up with Liam.
I heard Hemsworth. This.
Yeah. So she's. Miley's available.
Holy shit.
He's like, what's up, Miley?
Yeah, I was pretty sad to hear about that one.
I actually was too.
That was a couple that I thought was going to be.
I made a joke about it on Twitter, but at the same time, like, I feel horrible saying this. I didn't even know they were dating. I didn't fucking know they were dating. By the way, even if I did know, I don't give a fuck. I'm not fucking dating Liam Hemsworth, whatever his fucking name is. I don't know.
Man, you're out of your mind.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
I need to be more up to date with this kind of shit.
I saw an article.
What?
This was weird. I saw an article that, so they just broke up. Miley went to Mykonos, I believe.
Uh-oh.
And was hooking up with the wife of, what's the one, the Jenner Brody?
Brody, but I think they broke up too. So they're no longer. I think that I don't know. You know, I'm a fan.
You said the wife.
Miley is hooking up with the wife of Brody Jenner. Like,
yeah, I think that they're like now hooking up.
They're both probably bi.
If I'm Liam, I'm not as mad.
I said the same thing. I swear to God. Maybe this is Jed. Just like I'm gonna tread lightly here, but something doesn't.
If my girl cheated on me with a girl.
We're chilling.
I'd be upset, but I would not be as mad, man. And
what are the chances?
Am I in rough water here?
No,
because it's a horrible thought. Like we've probably all been cheated on to some degree, and you have to live with the image in your mind of just your girl getting piped down.
Yes, of course.
But she's not getting piped down. She's cheating with a girl.
Exactly.
No, that's what he says. In this circumstance, it's better.
This is great.
What are the chances that Brody Jenner now goes and says, man, fuck that shit. Liam Hemsworth, let's do this. And then they start fucking getting it on, bro. And it's like and then they have like, they go on MTV The Challenge, bro. And they fucking face down at each other. And they're like, yo, oh my God. And they like talk shit in the back testimonial room and shit. That's dope, bro.
That's cool, man.
Wow.
That's
tight.
All right, yo, Joel, I'm gonna send you on your way, bro, because we're going to do audio only. But yo, thank you, brother.
Yeah.
For real. Hey, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you, number neighbor.
Hey,
tell Stone Cold Steve Austin to keep rapping too. Next time he gets a chance, he's probably going to fucking show.
Don't tell anybody you're my number neighbor though. I don't want your friends to start guessing.
Nah, he's
shit.
Cool. He's cool. You can trust him.
Okay.
Hey, Joel.
Joel, bro. I'm gonna play you in that word game. I gotta learn how to play first. Danny, can you walk them out so they don't steal anything? No offense. Wait,
Joel,
I don't even know you guys.
Joel, I want to know what your Instagram is. Juliana, follow
me. No, we did it.
I think it's Joel T. Kim.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to hit you up on Instagram
right now, too. You better be following me,
too.
Follow me back.
Hey, it's Joel T. Kim.
Right, see, like, imagine this one
so
of those,
much clout,
this one
dude.
Of those LA,
so much clout.
This one of those LA opportunities I talked about.
Yeah.
This is
he's at his store selling ice to Jake Paul.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I got this weird text. I ended up coming on Logan Paul's daytime talk show and became, now I have a rap career as a sidekick to Chanel Wesco.
I think
what the fuck just happened?
The moral of the story for me is just like, dude, don't stress. Don't trip.
Like, you could be working at an ice cream factory and get a call to come on the number one podcast.
And by
the
way,
like, take it easy, yo.
By the way, like, he's a G. Dude, look at his profile. It's a dog with a backpack.
It's the dog he was talking about, dude. That full, oh, that grew to full 60 pounds.
Bro, this dude, he loves canoeing? Come on.
Oh, you know how I feel about canoes.
Oh, he loves sitting in fields and making arts and crafts.
That's incredible art.
Is that a Ninja Turtle?
Wow,
dude, God, he's a happy.
He's
kid.
A good.
He's a good guy.
You know, I don't even want to disrupt.
Yo,
that
hey,
man.
Hey, comment below. We should make Joel our intern.
Yeah, you guys should.
I want to see what his major is, and if it's in like communications or marketing or some shit, you can bet your bottom dollar he'll be here at Maverick.
what if it's in neuroscience?
Neuroscience. We'll still use him. We could probably use some work on our brains, all of us.
Chanel,
we're gonna go to audio only. It's like this, but without the cameras. It's audio only.
Okay, yeah. Better. But you guys have been hitting me on my ugly angle the whole time.
Man, you ain't got no ugly angle, Chanel. Cut the shit.
This is why it's so funny. Everybody who meets me in real life, they're always like, wow, you're so much prettier in real life than Ridiculousness. Because the angle of me on Ridiculousness is that angle, 24/7. Fuck. And that's like my worst angle. Like, I'm really pretty from the side. Watch, you'll see the difference.
Wait, can you roll this one?
I think you're ambifacial.
No, yeah, I'll be honest with you. I see no difference.
You know in real life, but trust me, it's a big difference.
I have a juicy ass question I'm going to ask in the audio.
I like that. It's on Spotify
like,
and iTunes.
If you're watching
dude.
This right now and you don't listen to it on Spotify and iTunes, are you fucking stupid
big
or just
mistake,
dumb, dude?
Yeah, big mistake. All right, where can they find you on social media?
Everywhere, Chanel West Coast.
Makes sense. We love you guys. Hit that subscribe button. Thanks for watching Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Take it easy. Bye. Here we are. What's your juicy? Do you have a juicy question?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. One, also, I think I'm coming down with some sort of sickness here. Really quickly, you talk about Rob. Were you guys always strictly boss reception, fake receptionist, plutonic, not Neptunic? Like what? Like let's get to the juice, to the bottom of the deal here. Like, were you guys? Was there ever like a night where you were out, drama was spitting bars in the booth, that hot fire? You guys had a couple.
I'm
of
the
drinks,
one that be spitting bars.
Facts. and you guys looked at each other in this rare caught each other's glimpses, and a twinkle caught his eye, and you were like, "Yo, I want this."
No.
Well,
I wish we had the lie detector.
I wish you did too, but no.
I respect that.
I like the sickness of your answer.
Is that hard to like stay friends with? Like, how many guy friends do you have? I notice I don't have many. Like, I have one or two like female friends. Is it hard to stay friends just strictly?
No, I mean,
or do they all whip their penises out?
I mean, I've always had like a lot of guy friends, and even like I've been on shows with all guys for years. Like, always just been like the only girl, and they're all my friends. But
did you have brothers?
No, I'm an only child.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Seemed like a girl with brothers because you can hang.
No, we come from a tough family. Like, our family's like super tough. Like, like the girls in our family, like we're tough. Like, yeah, we're just
tough.
Mentally or physically or both?
Both.
Like, you'll beat a bitch.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
No, I mean, I'm a very friendly person, but it's like if you come at me, I got in one fight in high school and I held my own.
What piece of your wardrobe would you use to fuck a chick up if you had to? Mm.
Well, probably my rings.
Fuck yeah.
Nice. Yo, you remember the other night when the Chili's date with the girls?
And that chick went ugly fast.
No, wait, what?
The tone of the date after the argument about the fucking...
I'm not talking about that.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, I wear sometimes rings on all four of my front fingers. Oh, yeah. And she goes, why are you wearing so many rings? I was like, well, just in case we get in a fight, just know you're protected. She's like, what, like brass knuckles? I'm like, pretty much. Like, yo, rings are fucking lethal.
Yeah.
No, they
like,
are.
When I got my rings on... I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling awake.
And
confident.
If you like spin it upside down, then you can backhand someone real quick.
Do you have any advice for dudes that are trying to get out of the friend zone? Because my thing is, anytime I've had a relationship in the past, which was once about 40 years ago, because I don't do relationships, the only time it ever really happened was when I would transform or translate a friend into a lover. Because I'm like, yo, I fucking love this person. And then a lot of time will go by and I'll revisit them and I'll be like, yo, they're still the same coolness. And usually the problem was like, they wouldn't hook up with me in the past because I was a nerd. Then I got a little clout and goes on the show. So then I come back, we're still friends. But then they're like, I'll also fuck you now because you have a blue check. Like, what do you, like if you were a dude and you didn't get that blue check, like how do you escape from the friend zone is the question I'm asking. In a roundabout way.
That was a great
way.
Question.
Wait, okay. I'm slightly confused. Well, no. So if a guy... is a friend and wants to get with the girls.
Yeah.
I think it's funny because like there's been a situation in the past where it was like a guy who's a friend and I had no interest in them at all whatsoever until all of a sudden they were like taken and like obsessed with the girl they were dating. And then I was like, wait, I never looked at you like that. You're kind of a good boyfriend of that person.
Whoa.
So you, I think a good way to get out of the friend zone is like basically you start dating somebody else and you show the friend like this is what kind of dude I am to this girl.
Wow.
And the girl will start getting jealous because she's going to see, oh my God, you're doing all this for her. You're treating her like this. Like, you know what I mean?
Imagine being that.
That always happened. It's like as soon as you started dating someone, then all your crushes come like running to you. And you're like, what the?
100%. Yeah. 100%.
I was free like 10 minutes ago.
What's going on? Well, I was just something happened. I freed up.
Bro, that is how it works. That's really great advice.
Imagine being the girl that gets used as the vessel to show another girl.
But then that's what I was gonna say. Then what might end up happening is that's in your head. The guy might end up getting more into the girl who he just kinda, you know, because then they realize, like, wait, like the other girl didn't even want me. And this girl.
So it just sounds like everything gets fucked in the end because now the guy's confused, the girl that's
You know who's a master at this? Our good friend George Janko he'll tell you the key is persistence. Like, man, he does not give up. He'll spend years in the friend zone. And by the way, he's always made it out.
I just hate that feel. Like,
made it out alive.
I can't remember the last time where I ever felt like I was like, pushing to make something happen with a girl.
Yeah,
feeling makes me feel so like.
A lot of dudes don't know the difference between persistence and like force.
Yes,
George is persistent.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
Let's hang out. Let's go bowling. Let's get ice cream. Like, let's hang out. And then eventually, like, I don't know what happens that finally goes over the hump. I got friend zoned at Coachella actually. Maybe even the night I met you by our friend Olga. I tried to hook up with Olga. Yeah. Big time.
Dirty diaper.
You were already friend zone. You just got like, it just continued.
Well, it was a very mutual, like Olga and I just understand that we're only friends, but man, sometimes I just look at her. I'm like, damn, this bitch is hot as fuck, bro.
But she doesn't even live on this planet.
And it was, I told her
on this
like,
planet where she lives
somewhere in like Xandar. Tea Garden. Beach. Yeah, she's Xandar. This girl's floating around in outer space.
But I told her, I was like, yo, this will be like, maybe this is bad, but it wasn't like a sexual thing. It was just like, yo, two homies just fucking being homies and fucking.
Every time you do that, it's the one way ticket on the choo-choo train away. From friendship. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Gone.
It's so hard to maintain that friendship after.
No.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Bro, I've done it.
No, but you've done it. The other person you did it with, it doesn't agree with
right,
you.
Right, exactly.
They don't agree with you. That's the problem.
What'd you think of Joel?
He said,
thanks for having me on, my dude. It was a good time.
Yo, I love Joel. I'm not even joking. His energy, can we not all agree? Like, I was like, this is fate. He was meant to end up here.
I don't know. Like, that's why when I FaceTimed him, I was like, yo, you're like kind of way too cool, whatever. And that's why I was cool with telling him, like, don't be a fanboy, because I knew he had potential. Like, if he just suppresses the little bit in him that's like excited, like, you're coming on a podcast now, Joel.
Yeah. No, he handled that amazingly.
Yep.
Kind of reminded me of a fire hydrant. I don't know why, because I'll tell you why, because there was a lot of time where he wasn't addressed. And so, you know, fire hydrants just sit there all dumb looking until somebody like pops the circle off and makes the water come out.
I think it's most inanimate objects.
Facts.
How they just sit there.
A lamp. You call it what you want, the pink cup.
I mean, it's Chanel's podcast. So, I mean, we could talk to Joel for
another time.
Yo, when it comes to, I got another question for your music. When it comes to being an independent artist, I always have so much respect. Because, you know, these people who get put on, you know, they can have millions and millions of views, but you're doing it yourself. Like, how do you do it? How do you keep the momentum going without signing a deal or, you know, being a part of a label?
It's very, very hard, especially because I'm on TV all over the world. So it'd be really great to have a record label who was getting my music out in all those countries. I'm also on TV. Yeah, I mean, I'm independent because I was in a couple situations, like record labels, production deals, that were absolutely horrible. And
that's pretty standard, though.
Yeah.
They were horrible. Yeah. And so I was, like, so scared. Like, I literally don't have a contract with anybody right now. Not my management, not my agents, nothing. Because everybody knows what I've been through. And I basically was like, I'm not signing contracts with anybody. You're going to get paid what you're supposed to be paid. I have a business manager. But I don't have contracts with anyone because of just the hell I've been through. And I was offered a couple deals after those deals where I, let's just say, like, I would have been in great company amongst some superstar artists, but they were like trying to get me to go straight up pop. Like, they're like, no rapping. And I'm like, I've been rapping my whole life since I was a little kid. Like, I was a hip hop dancer since I was 7. Like, my dad's a hip hop DJ. Hip hop is in my blood. Wow. I'm not gonna, just because
you
I look.
You ain't gonna stop banging exactly. for a quick check.
Just because I look yeah. the way I do doesn't mean you're gonna make me be Taylor Swift. You wow. know what I mean? Yeah. So I've decided to stay independent Respect. To creatively do what I want to do.
Way to stay true to your vision. I'm kind of a whore, I think, in a
skank.
Little bit. Like, I'm a skank, bro. Like, like if I was rapping, which I've done it before, and like a label came to me and they're like, hey, like, we think you could do pop and actually like pop off, make a lot of money.
Which
I'd be like, bet,
to,
no problem. Yeah, like, I'm not, okay, let's do it.
Like, I don't know if pop is if like a music isn't, there are a lot of artists that do that too, but I don't know if music is your core main thing.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's true.
So it makes that's a little true. More that's sense true. For you to treat it as a business.
As I see.
Yeah.
I do it because it's, I can, it's fun. It's another thing yeah. for me to take the
I heard the music industry is fucking savage. Like the labels and shit and like the contracts and like the fucking, all those people are, I've talked to people that are like, have done like the startup music shit and have yeah. gone into the industry and like, they're like, yo, these people will literally kill each other, eat each other. Like it's the, like
yeah, it's
the
bad.
Worst.
What do you think about Scooter buying Taylor's, catalog?
Masters, right?
Ooh.
What's your,
I
that was crazy.
I don't know much about that. I kind of heard about that, but I'm confused by how that's allowed. I don't get it.
I also don't think
he bought the label who owns yes.
Scooter brought the label that owns Taylor's.
So
Masters. He bought the label that owned Taylor's
so,
Masters.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's my question. Is like, how is that allowed? Like, she was okay with the label owning the Masters, but not him owning it?
Originally, when you sign a record deal,
is it because they got beef? Is it because they got beef?
It's a lot of beef. The whole thing is beef.
Oh, so basically, so he gets so whatever the label had of her masters, he now owns. So she still has some of her masters, though.
Only for new music.
Only for new shit. But Scooter owns basically her the most important parts of her catalog. The problem is it's Scooter that bought him, right? The problem is I saw her talking about it. She has like deep rooted fucking issues with this dude, like. Very bad shit that had happened where like he had made her cry like whole listen, I'm not gonna fucking speak on it. You could read about it, but like there's a ton of beef there. And so basically she said there would be no one else in the world that I would rather have own my fucking masters than this dude.
Or at least one.
Yeah.
Least who I'd rather have not owned my masters.
Yes, yeah, yeah. The, like, yeah, whatever, however you want to phrase it. I can't
talk.
Oh,
okay,
properly.
I got it now. Okay, yeah. So yeah, if I was her, I'd be pissed off, especially if she has like beef with him and he made her cry. Well, how could you make Taylor Swift cry?
Is it?
I feel like that's not I as feel hard like that's as you not think, that well, yeah.
Jeez.
Like unless he dated her, how do you make her
she'll
cry?
It,
we all know she cries over every guy, yeah. But I mean, like, she's like so sweet. Like, what would you say or do to her that.
Well, now she has something different to cry about and make a song.
Oh,
I mean, there's a positive in it.
Scooter stole is my it, masters. I feel so good.
Is it becoming easier for independent artists now?
Much easier. And that's why I see a lot more shitty music. Honestly, it's just like, I think that the music industry, and it's so funny, I have a whole theory on it. And tell me if you guys hear me out. So I feel like, I don't know how old everybody is here.
I'm old as fuck.
Me too. But when I was a kid, like, you liked artists that were adults. You know what I mean? Like, I liked Usher, Mariah Carey, Gwen Stefani. Like, I didn't only listen to other teen boppers or little kids.
Yeah.
And now because of social media, I think because kids know that they have a chance to access the person they like, that they don't even want to like somebody out of their age group. I think kids are so obsessed with like liking or maybe having that chance with the person because social media has made it like so accessible that kids don't even like adult artists anymore. And so now it's this whole trend where it's like all these young people are popping off because it's these little kids who are so obsessed, like, let me follow Little Pump or let me follow this little or whatever little.
Yeah.
And because they
little
know
vacuum.
That they know they have a chance because it's in their age group. So now we're like basically just like, whoever's the poppin' young person to the kids, we're like signing. And it's like, yo, there's still a whole bunch of adults and a whole bunch of people who like real music who might not be as inclined to click that follow button. It doesn't mean that these other artists aren't as good or whatever. You know what I mean? So
hell yeah.
I feel like the whole music industry is like really confused. And they're like, oh, this person's got all these followers and they got all these streams. And like, they need to look at who's following and streaming.
Well, yeah.
It's kids under 13 who clearly don't have good parental guidance or parental influence to make them listen to other music. It's basically, all a mess.
I mean, yo, social media.
If the majority of the people that are listening on streaming are from a certain bracket, those numbers are going to be super inflated.
Yeah.
Compared to like just radio, for example, it's not going to be as.
I mean, social media has given platforms to non-credentialed people now for years. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I agree with you completely. Like, I remember back in the day, like, you had to be able to flow to be someone's favorite rapper. Now you just have to have dumb colored hair, a dumb fucking earring, a bunch of face tats.
It's like a semi-catchy little like vibe of a song. And it's like, it's so funny. So even my friend, he was like, I remember back in the day, like Lil Bow Wow being a kid rapper was like so unique. It was like, oh, he's a little kid who raps. And he, and my boy's an A&R. He goes, my friend was like, yo, you got to come to the studio, meet these new artists I got. He goes, I'm coming. He goes, I walk in. I think I'm about to shake hands with like a grown man. And there's like a bunch of kids. And I go, yo, where's the rapper? He goes, right there, bro. Like, they're the shit. And he goes, dude, they're like 10. He's like, yeah, but they're hot. They got so many streams. He's like,
do you know what their name was?
I don't know. But he was literally like in shock. He's like, I thought I was coming to meet like grown men rappers. And they were like little kids, like Little Bow Wow.
This one guy told me, he said, man, when I was younger and rappers were doing their thing, I used to say, man, I can never do that. Today, you hear the guys rapping, everyone can say, man, I can do that.
was it these kids?
I don't know. I don't know who they were, but they're adorable. I can see why they're marketable.
Shout out Jin Kwan.
But yeah, no, I think it's super easy now, but it's also not, because it's like, for example, I'm famous all over TV. It's like, why the hell have I not blown up yet? It's because people are in this, we live in this world of followers, and there's like a weird trend, I believe, with me where, like you said, people either love or hate my laugh.
Yeah.
The people who hate my laugh, they're like a strong little army against me. And if anybody, like, dude, my fans have even told me, they'll post about liking me and they get hated. They'll get hate for liking me, like bullied. Like,
I mean,
why are you posting about Chanel Wesco? She's whack, bro. And like literally, like my fans get bullied for liking me. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is weird. It's like a trend. It's a thing. It's like an in thing to hate on me also.
Well, they're as jealous, much as it is yo, to like me. They're jealous.
No.
You got a spot on an amazing show making dope music. Like they want that.
Yeah.
They want what you have. So they are going to attack it. But good news for the followers and the likes. Gets your engagement
up. Yeah, your engagement up. And you definitely have to have come to terms, because I just have like gone over the hump recently, because I've had a lot of that shit too, because I got a raspy voice. I'm loud on the podcast, you know? And so I had a lot of those kind of kids at first too. And just recently I just realized, I'm like, fuck, dude, none of these fucking people matter at all. Like, who gives a fuck? And like, I've always been on that tip, but now I really live it. Like, if there's people that don't fuck with me, I it's not that I don't say fuck you or I don't like you. I've gotten to a point where I've allowed myself to just put the blinders on. Yeah. Like, if you don't fuck with me, then that's great. And I applaud that. You know what I'm saying? Go watch fucking Dobrik or whoever. We'll sit here talking to the realest people about the realest shit.
Exactly.
End of story. Yeah. That's it.
I think that's a good out.
I think so.
That is a good out.
That was great.
Great segue
good
out.
Shit. Good stuff. Hey, Chanel, thank you again. For real.
No, thank you guys for having me.
That was one of my favorites. Yeah, agree. Great. Absolutely one of the best episodes.
Did I make it the best or did Joel? Because let's be real. Joel.
Shout out Joel.
Dude, Joel's the man.
He added to the stock. Thank you guys for listening to Impulsive. We'll see you next time. Rate us 5 stars or I'll murder you.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.